Back 171.
You've tuned into the Big Angry Phil podcast. If you have sensitive ears, just get the fuck out there.
You are Satan's little helpers. Kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself. Now, back to the show.
What's going on this week?
It has to stop.
And now, back to Goofy Broads Crying in Cars.
I was just on the 405, and I got stuck in that stupid Trump rally.
Now, this is, actress, I guess, Francia Reza, who's complaining that she got stuck on the 405 by a Trump rally. Well, who the fuck in Southern California has been stuck on the 405 sometime in their life? Get over yourself.
And they fucking boxed me in, and they're pointing at me and laughing at me, saying, ha ha.
I'm more apt to believe that most of the pointing and laughing at you occurred after you released the video. Stupid.
Ha ha! And literally, I crashed.
Almost crashed. Boo fucking who. I almost crash about 15 to 20 times a day thanks to assholes like you that can't drive.
Because they wouldn't let me out. I was trying to go around it. And they're literally, they were all stopping and going. They boxed me in on the fucking freeway. All I wanted to do was go around.
Oh, bullshit. You knew there was Trump shit going on from the fucking beginning. And you wanted to get up there and be some kind of disruptor. You were going to stick it to that fucking orange man. And it backfired. But you were still moving. You were just stuck in slow traffic like we are every fucking day in L.A. I never hear you assholes complain with BLM and Antifa get up, form human chains on the fucking freeway, block everything, and even shoot at people that try to pass them. But no, those are your peeps, so that's okay.
And they were just being so violent. I could have crashed. I could have fucking crashed. It was so dangerous.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
And I just don't understand why that's the country that y'all are supposedly wanting right now. Really? That's what makes America great?
No, laughing at people like you make America great and make the rest of the world pretty damn great as well.
That's fucked up. I could have fucking died right now. That was so fucking dangerous. Pointing at me and laughing at a Mexican.
And out comes the victim card. Listen, nobody knew you were Mexican. Nobody cares that you're Mexican. Nobody knows who the fuck you are. And I guarantee that most Mexicans are laughing and pointing at your stupid ass while watching your video. And probably calling you something like a pinche pocha.
Oh god, that was really fucking scary.
Why is it that every one of these bitches crying in cars all sound and look the same despite on what race they tell you they are? They all sound like the same fucking Becky. Remember that bitch I talked about in episode 123, the one that was complaining that her Instagram or whatever was pulled off the fucking internet? They all sound the same when they make these fucking videos, and it's all bad acting. You know, for an actress, she can't act her way out of a wet paper fucking bag. Well, apparently she is a legitimate actress. Francia Reza Almendrez is an American actress, born here in Los Angeles. She's known for her roles in Bring It On, The Secret of Life of the American Teenager, and Grown-ish, none of which I've ever seen. She's been in a lot of fucking TV shows. Well, sorry, but outside of this Oscar-caliber performance, I've never heard of you. And really, when you see one of these chick crying in her car videos, would you expect them to be a teenager? Maybe in their early 20s at the latest. Our girl here, 32 years old, and still making pretending to cry in a car videos. Well, lady, a little piece of advice. Keep this shit off your resume. And with that, let's start the show.
What? Could this year get any fucking worse?
All new must-see TV.
Truth better get done! Fuck! Truth better get done! Fuck!
Yeah, 2020, bruh. Got a brother trying to swerve out these bitches away while they driving, crying, tick tocking down the 101 and the 10. The 405's miracle to stay alive, and they on FaceTime behind the wheel, acting stressed. Just another motherfucking case of TDS. Ain't just the women, just look at these dudes. Like Ice-T said, some of y'all is bitches too. Almost wrecked your car, cutting it close. Whatever you fucking sort, maybe drop the dose. While you're cruising around, go see a freaking shrink. Yell at everything but the kitchen sink.
Those crying eyes, now nothing that's foreign to me. And that's real, that's real. Just to get some lines, fake tears running down their cheeks. Cause the feels, I'm just trying to drive my ass down the road. I ain't trying to die, cause you bitches be thinking you up.
Thinking you up. Thinking you up.
That's right, that's right. Big Egg Refill Podcast 171. And I'm starting to think this podcast is cursed. Never mind all the work that's come up. I don't mind that. I'm getting paid. That's cool. When there's a lot of work, there's not a lot of podcasts. That's always been the rule. But I don't know what's going on with my machinery around here, but my desktop just took a huge fucking dump and it never recovered. I had a good 3 or 4 days of really solid migraines, too.
Now I know what you're thinking. Do you have a bullfuck virus?
It's the first thing people ask, right? Any kind of illness you might have, people think it's the bullfuck virus.
Well, it's karma. You're always saying it's a bunch of bullshit and it's fake and people are exaggerating. You have a COVID.
That's exactly what they say. Those exact words and those exact sounds.
You have the COVID, because that's the only illness is the COVID. Always talking shit, always saying we're a bunch of idiots for wearing masks and
Hey, assholes. Fuck you. I've had 3 negative tests so far, and I have to get another one before this next gig, so fucking cool it. I get migraines from time to time, and when that happens, the last thing I want to do is have headphones strapped to my head and staring at a screen. You know, health and work will always come first, and then the Big Angry Fool podcast. I definitely appreciate your patience, definitely appreciate the loyal fans of this craziness, and it will be full steam ahead from here on out. Got a new desktop, it runs a lot faster, there's no lag like I had before, and everything should be hunky-dory. Should be. And then about an hour into recording this one, I had a power surge, the goddamn computer shut off, nothing saved, had to do it all over. Fuck me. Fuck me, fuck me fucking hard. I think the last Windows 10 update is what killed the last machine. Hey, Bill Gates, you evil fucking geek, put down the population control vaccine and fix your goddamn OS, you piece of shit. I know you're proud of being the co-creator of the bullfuck virus and, of course, trying to be the first one to, quote, stop it. But fuck you. Seriously, fuck you. They're very quietly saying in the news how a lot of the most prominent billionaires, they made a fucking killing during the bullfuck virus. I wonder why that is, George. You know, you'd think there'd be a fucking investigation about that. That seems kind of important, don't you think? No, but let's keep worrying about stupid shit that you have no fucking control over. You think for 1 second I'm going to talk about those goddamn presidential debates? Why in the fuck would I watch something that I know is a load of bullshit? It's not even entertaining bullshit, it's just bullshit. All right, everything they say is bullshit, the coverage of it is bullshit, the event itself is bullshit, the election is bullshit, and if you think any of this matters, then you're fucking retarded, all right? They already know the outcome. They already know who's going to be the next president, or if Trump is going to remain president, and liberals are going to whine another 4 years. Oh, I can't wait for that. You know, if anything good came out of the Trump presidency, it's the complete exposure of the left by themselves. They have acted like a bunch of fucking babies ever since Trump got elected. They did nothing fucking useful, nothing productive, except whine about Orange Man bad over and over and over. And a lot of you have really become tiresome about it. A lot of you people on social media that I used to follow, you know, I've muted a lot of people. I've unfollowed a lot of people. I've even unfriended a few people. If all you do is go on and on about politics, especially about Orange Man Bad, if you're saying exactly the same thing as CNN is saying, why would I want to follow you? I could just watch CNN. Then there's the opposite of that. Then there's the people who just kiss Trump's ass 24/7. Not on board with that either. There's usually not nearly as many of those as there are about the people that whine about Trump, but still, there's got to be something else going on in your life besides goddamn politics. Remember the good old days when nobody gave a shit about each other's politics? People got along a lot better. Well, the fucking Illuminati fucks couldn't have that going on. So now we have this wonderful social media, and now we just can't wait to tell everybody about our boring, stupid fucking lives. Really, the only thing on Facebook I could tolerate anymore is this Married with Children group that I'm in, and maybe the Three Stooges one, and that's it. We talk about Married with Children episodes, we talk about Three Stooges shorts, and no fucking politics. That's how Facebook ought to be. I don't want to fucking log in and be told how to vote. And they shouldn't be censoring people because they don't lean to the left. And don't give me this bullshit, oh, they're not doing that. Oh, yes, the fuck they are. I got banned off of Twitter. At the Big Angry Phil is no longer on Twitter. At least for now. Got suspended. They don't say why. They don't say when I'll return. They just said, fuck you, you're suspended. If you want to try to get your account back, well, here's all the hoops you got to jump through. So if you're looking for me on Twitter, look for @PanicFear2, @PanicFear2. That's my backup. Not a lot of people on there. I don't use it very often, but there the fuck it is.
Well, why don't you go on Parler?
You know, I have a fucking profile on Parler. I never use Parler. Number one, the interface is terrible. And number two, it's just a bunch of Trump ass sucking. Not on board with it. It's as obnoxious as all the Trump whining on Twitter and all the other social media. I don't know why we just can't have middle ground anywhere. Always has to be far to the left, far to the right. Fuck all of that. Give me animal pics. Give me nature pics. Give me protesters run over by pissed off motorists. I'm fine. Give me all of that shit. But keep your fucking politics to your fucking self. I don't care about your yard signs. Nobody gives a shit who you're voting for. I don't give a shit that you voted. When you go vote, don't put that little pin on your shirt or a little sticker. I voted. Who gives a fuck? So did millions of other fucking people. What are you, special?
I voted.
Yeah, well, I breathed air. Do I get a fucking pin for that? Everybody wants a goddamn participation trophy. Jesus Christ, even when you play PlayStation, you have to earn the fucking video trophies on there. You have to do something in the game to get the trophy. They don't just give it to you.
I voted.
Not only do they put the stupid thing on their shirt, of course they have to get online and put in their avatar, put in their profile pic. I voted. Or who they're voting for. Or I made a difference. Or they have some kind of circle with whatever the catchphrase of the week is. You're not special. If you're on Facebook, you're absolutely not fucking special. You're just another ordinary piece of shit like the rest of us. Making these scumbag tech geeks even richer. What are we doing? Why are we on there, for Christ's sakes? I mean, nobody likes Mark Zuckerberg. He looks like a fucking alien. And yet we still frequent his website. Who's the stupid one here?
Us.
They got us hooked to this dumb shit. They got us fighting with each other over dumb shit. Mission accomplished. Billionaires get rich, we get dumber. I feel dumber. I feel fucking stupid. I can't even think of what to talk about right now. There's just too much bullshit. Too much fucking bullshit and a tiny little brain to store it all in. What a fucking dilemma. Well, I'll tell you what. It's time to dig an old friend out of the closet. An old friend we haven't seen in quite a while. Something to help us determine which pile of bullshit to at least start with. You know it as the Wheel of Fuckery. Alright, let me get my ass over to the closet and dig that son of a bitch out. Jesus Christ, there's a lot of shit in there. Why do I have all these VCRs? I don't think any of them even work. What is this, fucking Hoarders? Let's see, there it is. The good old Wheel of Fuckery. Man, that thing has seen some better days. Look how rusted it is. I don't even know if it spins. Let me give it a try.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Either this thing's rusted beyond fucking repair or I'm older than fucking repair. Well, I've got an idea. This thing ain't gonna spin anymore, but you know what? It looks like a fucking dartboard. So why don't we hang it on the wall and we can play the dartboard of degradation. Whoopee. Now, I think it should go without saying that I fucking suck at darts, even when I'm sober. But fuck it, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Awesome, all 5 hit the fucking wall. Well, I don't have any stories on the wall, so maybe I should just talk about my fucking wall for a minute. Well, it's a wall. There's 4 of them in this room. It's kind of a greenish beige weird color. I don't know why. There's some pictures hanging on it. And there's a light switch. A couple of windows. And that's about it. Exciting shit, huh? Oh yeah, there's now 5 new holes in it. Wow. Well, that there was a dumb idea. You know what? Fuck it. Let's go back to people freaking out about Ruth Bader Ginsburg dying. That's always fucking hysterical.
I've just about had it with 2020.
So stunning, so brave. Yes, only you have a problem with 2020. It's been a terrific year for everybody else. Really, what is this obsession with crying on video? Do you really need sympathy likes that fucking badly? God damn, the lack of a life with these people is just fucking astounding.
It was low-key fuck 2020 until today.
Why? Why today? Why? Why, lady?
Well, we lost Ruth Bader Ginsburg, so you know what? High key, Fuck you, 2020.
Oh, that's what pushed it over the edge. It was going swimmingly until Ruth Bader Ginsburg kicked the fucking bucket. And that was it for you, right? Everything else was just fucking dandy, right? The lockdowns, the unemployment, the bullshit, the bullfuck virus. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg dropping dead, that was it for you, huh? Liberalism is a mental disorder. Prove me fucking wrong.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg just died.
So? You didn't fucking know her. Neither did I. Neither did anybody. Gives a fuck. What was this, a fucking TikTok challenge? Who could cry the most on camera as soon as the bitch died?
Fuck, guys.
Let me guess, they're all striving to be actresses.
I'm sure most of you heard, RBG is left us.
She was 1,000 years old.
And, not gonna lie, I'm a little scared.
Oh, what are you scared of?
I feel like she was one of the only things standing between us and fascism.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're stupid.
I
wasn't this upset when my old grandparents died. These people are insane.
Please vote.
Okay.
Please vote. Please be registered and go vote.
Well, at least she's polite about it, not screaming at us.
I don't want to lose my rights. I don't want to lose my right to health care. I don't...
And again, at least she's not a screaming militant feminist or something like that. She sounds like a generally nice person. She's just really dopey and naive. Exactly what they want.
I don't want to... my friends to lose the rights to their marriage.
First world problems, you know, just dreaming up shit to be worried about. This is clearly somebody that watches CNN and shit like that all day. As a matter of fact, behind her, she's got a background of CNN, the New York Times, and the Guardian. Enough said.
So please go vote.
Okay, I will. Probably not going to like what I vote for, And again, at least she's not screaming at the top of her lungs and fucking throwing a fit and punching things. She's just very timid, and she's afraid she's going to lose all her rights and her health care, and her friends are going to lose their gay marriage, and all this ridiculous nonsense is not going to happen. But keep drinking the Kool-Aid, poor lady. I feel sorry for that lady. Not the rest of them. The rest of them are whack jobs. This lady is just genuinely naive, and that's it. Not so bright, but at least not militant. Oh, but we're not done with this, folks. Here comes some more completely sane individuals.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dead.
Yeah, and? Is there a point to your story?
Vote!
Okay, goddammit. Oh my god. These people are nuts. They're crying over somebody they don't even know. Jesus Christ. We should all be put in a rubber room together.
I'm a mess.
Well, at least she's aware. Unlike the rest of them.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg died today.
Oh yeah, you were completely together until that happened. Okay. Here's another one that's just gonna cry and not say anything. Why even upload this shit? Again, they are so desperate for sympathy likes. Fucking pathetic. Alright, bring out the next nutcase, please.
I'm not only incredibly sad about RBG passing, I'm terrified and I'm angry.
Something tells me you're always angry all the time. Shit, I hope this broad doesn't have a podcast.
I'm so angry that my entire freedom to my body has been reliant on the shoulders of an 87-year-old woman and her ability to live.
You, madam, are a fucking retard.
I just saw that Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed.
Yeah, and what's the punchline to this one?
That I'm not okay.
Bitch, you weren't okay before she passed, let's face it.
Fuck.
This is nothing to be upset about. You know when I get upset in the morning when I can't find my car keys? I'm not going to cry, but I'll drop about 20 F-bombs and I'll tear the fucking house up. But holy fuck! Get your fucking lives together.
Please vote.
All right, I'll vote.
Please.
All right. I didn't realize it meant so much to you if I vote.
I never thought I'd post a video crying on social media, but fucking...
But everybody else is doing it, and I don't want to feel left out. There's some precious likes to be had out
there. Ruth Bader Ginsburg just voted.
I can't tell if she's laughing or crying. Not the best acting job here.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg just died.
An old sickly lady died. Imagine that ever happening.
That is fucking bap awful.
Did she just say bap awful? Wishful thinking.
Fuck.
fuck this country.
Fuck this country. Because this old bag died, you're saying, fuck this country? Fuck you. You know what you could do? Leave this country. Jesus, no Emmy for you, Missy. All right, bring in the next fucking wacko.
I am so terrified right now.
What'd you do? Look in the mirror? Yuck, 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 yuck.
We're fucked.
No, you're fucked. The rest of us have lives and don't give a rat's ass.
Royally. Fuck.
They're all so upset that all the pussy hat marches got canceled this year.
So?
Yeah? Yeah?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg died today.
You don't say. I had no idea.
Like?
Oh, that's it. That's all she got. Great video, lady. Really thought that through before you uploaded it. Well, there you go. Lefties whining about RBG being taken from us. And we're so terrified and so angry that this 87-year-old woman was taken from us. And now we're going to descend into a pit of fascism. Holy fucking Christ. They are all legitimately mentally ill. Whether the tears are real or not, the fact that they put out these videos and thought it was a good idea should immediately put them into the mental home. I mean, really, these folks that put these crying videos out, do you think people respect that? And I'm not talking about all women. A lot of men are doing this too. Fucking crying online, crying because their girlfriend broke up with them, or crying because of some stupid liberal shit like this. Stop fucking crying. You know when you cry when a fucking close family member dies? When you lose a pet that you've had forever. You cry about that. You don't need to post a video about it. Nobody else needs to see it. But that would be an appropriate time to cry. These crazy fucks crying just get some likes and some retweets and shit like that. Fuck you. Just fuck off. I guarantee you that the majority of these dumb broads putting these videos online crying about Ruth Bader Ginsburg have no idea who the fuck Ruth Bader Ginsburg was. Didn't know what she did, didn't know how long she's done it, don't even know how old she is. They just feel that they have to cry because it's their turn to post it on social media. It was fucking trending, and anything that's trending, they have to jump on right away or else they'll feel left out. God for fucking bid. Well, I'll tell you what, let me give the dartboard of degradation another chance because that was a pretty weak performance on my part. All right, let me take one of these darts out the wall, and let's get a good aim here, and go! Well, I continue to suck at this as I threw the dart right through the goddamn window. Well, as long as we're by the window, why don't we just pull up a chair and look out the window, see what's going on? Maybe look at the birds! I love fucking birds, are you kidding me? If I could be anything else in the world, I'd be a fucking bird! Flying around and shitting on people's heads, what's better than that? Now, here in Pasadena, we have a lot of green parrots. You hear them first thing in the morning, and you hear them again at sunset. But there's one kind of parrot I wish we would import.
Taking your kids to the zoo should be an educational experience, a chance to get familiar with some exotic animals. But I'm sure parents weren't expecting those lessons would extend to teaching their youngsters profanities.
Really? I love these birds already. I haven't even fucking seen them.
Five African grey parrots were adopted by the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park in August and placed in quarantine together.
A quarantine? What, the birds have to quarantine for the bullfuck virus now? What about the bird flu? Is that still a thing?
But when they moved into the main outdoor aviaries...
Obviously, this is a British version of morning news, so of course you have to have a British It's Sour.
Sour.
They started swearing at visitors.
These motherfuckers act like this is a bad thing. I fucking love that. Every zoo should have talking parrots swearing at the visitors. Every one.
Which has ruffled a few feathers in doing.
You know, so not only had to make a lame pun, he has to click his mouth too. We know you're a flaming homo. You don't need to oversell it.
Yeah, action was swiftly taken. They've now been moved into different colonies.
Oh, for Christ's sake. It's amazing enough they could speak at all. Who gives a shit what they're saying? But no, you gotta isolate them because somebody might be offended. 2020, bruh. 2020.
Away from delicate ears.
Yeah, apparently this park is no stranger to bird controversy. It's also home to the parrot that went viral on social media with his version of Beyoncé's If I Were a Boy.
Huh? A fucking parrot that sings Beyoncé songs? Well, in that case, shoot it. I don't need my birds being possessed by the devil. And shoot the owner, too, because that's where he got it from. Better than Beyonce's version, actually.
Honestly, the things people tweet these days.
Yeah, that was so good he had to click his mouth three times. Jesus Christ. Well, don't worry, America. Our news anchors still are not the lamest in the world. You know, parrots swearing isn't even a new thing. A lot of people have those. I wish there would be more of them in the wild. You know, the parrots around here, every morning they're loud and screechy. Imagine if they just flew around and said, fuck, 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 asshole, shit, fuck, fuck. That would be fucking awesome. I would never get tired of that. Try to adopt one as a pet.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
There's my bird right there. Have him take over the podcast. I don't have to do this shit anymore.
What the fuck?
Well, speaking of what the fuck, here's another dopey bird story. This is right from NBC News. Gay male penguins steal lesbian couple's eggs at Dutch zoo. That's a fucking headline. At least it's not a Trump story for once. The gay penguins strike again. I don't know, they struck the first time. A pair of two male African penguins. Wait, back up. We have African penguins? Never mind that they might be homosexual. Let me learn about these African penguins. Well, let's see. The African penguin, also known as the Cape penguin or South African penguin. Why don't they just say that, South African penguin? That makes more sense. Is a species of penguin confined to southern African waters. Like all extant penguins, it is flightless, with a streamlined body and wings stiffened and flattened into flippers for a marine habitat. Well, okay, that makes sense, because it can't get cold on the very southern tip of Africa in its winter. They make it seem like these are some kind of jungle birds or something out there with lions and wildebeest. Back to these two gay penguins. The gay penguins strike again. A pair of two male African penguins at a Dutch zoo who made international headlines last year when they stole an egg from a heterosexual couple. Jeez, how I missed that. Have now stolen the nest of a lesbian Oh, for fuck's
sake.
Stop it. Will you fucking SJW fuck stop this fucking nonsense? Stop projecting your human bullshit onto animals. It's bad enough you're killing all of them off. What are you going to tell me next? That one of the male penguins that decided to be a female penguin and got the operation? So stunning and brave. That's the sound they make. Sound like donkey noises. All right, let me try reading that again with a straight face, if you'll pardon the expression. They have now stolen a nest of a lesbian duo, Deerin Park Amserfort, said in a Facebook post. Yeah, because everybody tells the truth on Facebook and Twitter. That's where the mainstream media gets all its facts. Zookeeper Xander Droz told Dutch News, is that a real thing, that the gay couple is taking turns sitting on the eggs to keep them warm. But, Droz said, the eggs are likely unfertilized and will not hatch because they were laid by a lesbian penguin couple. You can't make this shit up. Or can you? Earlier this year, Droz told RTC Utrecht that the fathers were quite dominant. Every couple has a house in the residence, but this couple has appropriated two houses, he said. Oh, for the love of fuck. You know what this sounds like? It sounds like a gay zookeeper creating this soap opera around the animals and basing it on human behavior. Oh, Phil, you're being homophobic. No, I'm being who gives a fuck a phobic. What is this? Why is the news media so desperate to put any kind of gay story out there? Gay animals, gay penguins, stop. Just fucking stop. It continues. In November last year, these same two gay penguins took an egg from a straight couple who let their guards down. The egg failed to bear a child, and the gay couple have yet to raise a chick together. Why don't they just adopt one like our gay couples? Most penguin species are monogamous for life and typically breed once or twice a year, said Marlene Zuck, a professor of ecology, evolution, and behavior at the University of Minnesota. Jeez, there's an easy class, huh? Scientists do not know if same-sex behavior in penguins is common because all of the tiny creatures look the same in the wild, but Zuck believes it certainly has been observed at zoos. Maybe it has something to do with being kept captive. Much like our human prisoners, you put them in a cage for a while, they start fucking each other. Could be your zoo is full of gay animals, simply because they've been locked up for so long. I don't really think you need to wear a white lab coat to figure that one out. This goes on. This isn't the first time a same-sex couple has nabbed a chick or an egg from another duo. Another gay penguin couple at a Denmark zoo kidnapped a chick 2 years ago while its mother was swimming. Again, doesn't this sound like ridiculous human behavior? You've read this story somewhere. It's almost like an old episode of Cops. The chick was later returned to its biological parents after the heterosexual penguins came looking for their chick. It's like an episode of Days of Our Lives or some shit.
What the fuck?
And in July last year, same-sex penguin duo Rocky and Marama, why did they even name them, made headlines after adopting a chick at Sea Life Aquarium London. This all seems to be going on in Europe, and it knows a pattern here. The new mothers were in the spotlight again a few months later when their four-month-old became the world's first genderless penguin chick. Again, projecting human bullshit onto animals.
Oh, look, it's so adorable. They had that first gender-neutral chick.
No, the fuck they didn't. Shut the fuck up. Our news media is so enamored with any kind of gay story, they'll dig anything out of the shitbox. And this story could be further down the shitbox. But maybe there's a bigger picture here. Like I said before, you keep human prisoners in the cage long enough, they tend to turn gay and fuck each other. Maybe the same thing is happening to our animals. But for the love of God, don't turn into some kind of Lifetime movie of the week drama. Just let the animals be the animals. Don't invent a fucking scenario around it. Well, speaking of digging into the shitbox, who's the latest celebrity threatened to leave the USA if Trump gets reelected? Please, the suspense is killing me. Who is it? I need to know. All right. It's fucking Bruce Springsteen. Yes, the latest out-of-touch dickface threatening to leave if Trump gets reelected. Imagine the fucking egos these assholes have, thinking people are gonna cry their eyes out if he fucking moves. Nobody cares. I wouldn't care if you're still alive. He's 71 fucking years old. What's he done that's been any good ever? Nobody outside New Jersey gives a motherfucking rat's ass about Springsteen, whether he moves or not. Comes from Fox News, although really it could come from anywhere. It's the same fucking article. Bruce Springsteen isn't looking forward to the possibility of President Trump's re-election. Well, gee whiz, don't you have any confidence in your man Biden? Nobody does. Maybe you should be worried. The 71-year-old rocker, I would put that in quotes, recently spoke with the Australian press via a virtual chat. Again, something online being taken with a grain of salt and being turned into news. Let's see, he revealed in the virtual chat that should the election favor Trump, he might not stick around the U.S. Well, which dipshit celebrity hasn't said that already? Jesus Christ, get in line. When first asked whether he'd ever consider a move to Australia, see, they were just setting him up. They were just asking a dopey question in the news round. Oh, he said he's going to move to Australia. Everybody's joked sometime in their life they're going to move the fuck out of wherever they live. And they never do. Just like every dipshit celebrity said they're going to move if Trump gets elected, and they never did, and they never will. I love Australia, he continued. Every time, we have nothing but good times down there. It's always a treat to come. Love the people, love the geography, great place for motorcycle trips. It's close to our hearts. Well, bye, bitch. What's stopping you? You know, it's just like these people that say, I'm going to leave the internet for a week. Well, who gives a fuck? Just leave. Nobody asked you. The Star then added of a potential move. If Trump is reelected, which he will not be, I'm predicting right now he's going to lose. That's right, gang. Bruce Springsteen said that Trump will not be reelected. Don't let that sway your vote or anything. I'm predicting right now he's going to lose. But if by some happenstance he should be, I'll see you on the next plane. Again, bye, bitch. There's a lot of Qantas flights that leave LAX. Why don't you jump on one right now? Springsteen also opened up about his upcoming album, Letter to You, due out next. Well, see, that's what it is. He's trying to sell records, you idiots. It's not fucking newsworthy. Well, is that going to help you push units by telling us you're going to move if Trump gets reelected? Oh, shut up. And really, are people chomping at the bit to get that new Springsteen record? Hear those rocking new Springsteen tunes? I think most of his fans don't even know how to download music. Probably sitting outside of Tower Records waiting for the CD to come out, even though Tower Records hasn't been around over 20 years. Bruce Springsteen, fucking dope. Do us a favor, why don't you move into the cage with the South African penguins? Start a family, you fruit cup. Well, I'll tell you something, this wheel of fuckery slash dartboard of degradation has been nothing but a complete and total failure. Time to retire it and flush it down the can where it belongs. Well, you know something, as long as we're in the John, is there any funny bathroom stories I should be made aware of?
How embarrassing. Her hand got stuck in a toilet.
Okay. You have my attention.
And as if that wasn't enough, video of the crazy incident was posted on social media.
How did she not get a sitcom after that?
I thought maybe just something was just right up in there and I could grab it and problem solved.
You've never heard of a plunger, you stupid hick? They have them at the 99 cent store, for Christ's sakes.
Gracie Henderson found herself in quite the predicament after she reached into her blocked toilet. But with her hand?
Nobody was here. Nobody would ever know. If I could found it, I'd pull it out, I'd wash my hands, and be good to go.
Nobody would know. Now the whole fucking world knows. Jesus.
You know, but I didn't find it, and I couldn't get my hands unstuck. So.
Gracie's watch got caught in the pipe. She was extra embarrassed because she is a medic.
Jesus Christ, a medic. I'll bet you anything she gives COVID tests now. You ever see some of those people? Oh,
she knew
God.
How it would sound.
You know, it's not really stuck. I'm not really about to call 911 for this.
But you did, didn't you?
We do all kinds of crazy, deal with crazy stuff, but I have never made a hand stuck in the toilet call.
Imagine how she felt after she was told they had to remove the toilet while she was still attached to it.
God bless Burka.
You want to break it?
Yeah. Well, how else am I going to get it out?
Good news is, for $150, you can buy a new one.
The firefighter knocked a hole in the toilet.
A firefighter? Why would you call a fucking plumber a Roto-Rooter or something?
Mike Diamond, the smell good plumber.
Unclipped the watch, oh, no. And Gracie was free.
Oh, my God.
We told her to shield her eyes and kind of look away, and then, you know, we were just tapping on the porcelain that's... You know, I knew it was going to break fairly easy.
And just in case it ever happens again, we have a present for Gracie.
Oh, they give her a plunger. Oh, great. You think she knows how to use it? Christ's sakes. Thank God for the South, right? Hey, they just got indoor plumbing about 5 years ago. Cut her some slack. Well, shit, we're on a roll here, right? Any other toilet stories out there?
Well, now to a disturbing story out of Pittsburgh, where police say that a man tried flushing an infant down a toilet.
I shouldn't laugh at that, but I can't help myself.
He was reportedly arguing with a woman when he pulled out a gun and tried to flush a 6-week-old baby down the toilet.
Okay, I'll ask it. Why the gun? If you're already threatening to flush him down the toilet, wouldn't that be enough? What was the gun going to be used
for? The woman was apparently able to escape with her infant and call the police. There was a brief standoff, but eventually the man surrendered 2 hours later.
I can imagine when this kid gets old, he's joking with his friends at school. Friends would tell him, my father locked me in a closet and he wouldn't let me out for 2 hours. Oh, yeah? Well, my fucking mama's boyfriend tried to flush me down the toilet. Shit, you win, motherfucker. You win.
Oh, my God, that's horrible. How could you joke about something like that?
You know how I could joke about it? Because I have a fucking sense of humor. Will you, the rest of you people, please get one? Bathroom stuff is funny, especially when somebody else is the victim. If you're not laughing at fart sounds, you have no fucking soul. Why else are there so many fart jokes in TV shows and movies? Because they're fucking funny. And they're so random. It's like lightning strikes. No two are ever the same. There's a guy farting on his front porch. I love it. Whoever's taping this is fucking gagging now. Wow, now that was a fart. I applaud you, sir. I salute you and Taco Bell for providing the obvious fuel for that fart. You know what? That's it. That's what I'm going to do from now on. I'm just going to have 45 minutes of farts. The All Fart Podcast. A fart cast. Come on, who the fuck wouldn't listen to that? Come on, you could have celebrity farts, farts from around the world, local farts, award-winning farts, animal farts. And our winner, horse farts. If you don't think farts are funny, then you're a communist and you should move the fuck out of here like Bruce Springsteen. Well, think back to your favorite movies. What's always the funniest scene? When somebody's farting or has diarrhea, the plumbing doesn't work, there's no toilet paper? Dumb and Dumber comes to mind. I mean, let's face it, the rest of that movie was meh. But when it came to that bathroom scene, well, fucking done. Come on, we've all been through this at one point or another. Everybody has had that moment in their life when they have to go so bad and they have to race to the bathroom. Sometimes you don't make it. Come on, you had a bad breakfast burrito or something in the morning and you got to carry that shit all day and then all of a sudden it hits you. But this poor son of a bitch really has a problem on his hands. And probably a little shit, too.
Oh. Perry, are you in there?
Be right out!
I hope you're not using the toilet. It's broken.
Now, we've all run out of toilet paper, but goddamn.
Huh?
The toilet doesn't flush.
No, I was just shaving.
She can't smell it. Okay. Mom.
Well, I'll be in the kitchen whenever you're ready.
So now he inspects the damage.
Oh. Come on, flush, you bastard.
Harry, what are you doing in there?
You know, this is the same kind of feeling if you ever take a shit at somebody else's house and you clog the toilet and there's no help around, there's no plunger, no nothing, then what the fuck do you do? Can't really weasel your way out of it.
I'm cleaning my teeth.
So now he's disconnected the toilet, he's lifting it up, and he's dumping it out the window. Come on, somebody in the world must have done this.
Harry?
I'm gargling!
That's easily the best part of the movie. Because taking a shit, taking a piss, doing stuff in the bathroom is universal. Come on, George Carlin has said that his entire
another
career.
Another thing that's universal, farts, and we don't get to talk. We don't get to talk much about them, you know, and there's stuff we all know. Now, everyone knows about a fart. I've often thought, wouldn't it be weird if a guy accidentally through his life had a perfect diet? The guy had never farted. He was 35. And then one day...
Bang!
Boom!
Hear everybody laughing? Farts are fucking hysterical. Plus, this is over 45 years ago when people actually had a sense of fucking humor.
The air is coming out of me! I don't want to be a balloon!
Did you ever notice your own farts smell okay?
This is true. He ain't lying.
Say. My God, that's fairly decent.
This is why he's the master. And he was really the first to do this kind of shit, too. He never got enough credit, that poor son of a bitch.
Farting on the elevator is an interesting experience.
Yes, indeed.
If there are only two people on the elevator, everybody knows who farted.
Wasn't me.
There are only two attitudes when that happens. One of them is, and the other one is, that guy usually gets off at the mezzanine and walks down, which is nice. It gives you a little time to light up a whole book of matches. Burn it off before you get to the lobby. Who wants all those people coming in thinking it's you?
Rest in peace, George Carlin. Nobody did fart jokes like you. See, farts bring people together. Farts bring world peace. I say less of this.
Tomorrow we'll likely record an all-time high number of new COVID cases in one day.
Less of this.
The president held another reckless rally this afternoon, and early voting starts today. The state is reporting its highest daily case count
ever.
Less of this.
When we vote, women are the single most powerful political force in America, and there is nothing, not one thing, that Donald Trump can do to stop us.
And more of this. Thank you. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Don't forget to drop me a line. Let me know what kind of farts you want to hear on next week's Fartcast. And you can do that on the Big Angry Phil podcast page on Facebook. Now, if you're on Twitter, they kick me the fuck off, but not to fret. Look for my backup account at PanicFear2, at PanicFear2. Follow me on Instagram, Big Angry Phil. You'll always know when the next show drops. Look for me on SoundCloud and TuneIn. Well, that's it for me. Be back next week. Till then, see
ya! Time for a few fart jokes. These good citizens will release horrendous, deadly farts. The kind of fart that could kill cancer. The kind of fart that comes in handy if you have something that needs welding. The kind of fart that if you let one go at home, 30 minutes later, your plants are all yellow. The kind of fart that after 2 or 3 days, you begin to realize there are no more birds in your neighborhood. A fart that would eat the stitching out of Levi's. Can I get away with one more fart joke here? The kind of fart whereby the Centers for Disease Control declares your pants a level 5 biohazard.